Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody's having a fabulous day today. We've got a lot of stories and we got a guest coming on today, so it's going to be a good show. Also, too, just to update everybody on the west northern coast up there, as I'm sure everybody already knows, but just kind of goes back to what I was saying yesterday. Seattle, Washington State, they essentially, National Weather Service has issued a huge winter storm warning yesterday. They're going to set 4 to 6 inches of snow today and up to a foot over the weekend with another store coming in on Monday. But interestingly enough, there's photos that have been surfacing all around social media showing pretty much all the grocery stores in the area are cleared of staple items like egg, milk, liquor, and everybody has pretty much gone out and bought out all the places, which is good. I'm glad everybody is staying well prepared. But again, it goes back to what I told you guys yesterday, is that when something happens like this and you have a storm or a major catastrophe or something coming whatsoever, it's always best to make sure you have everything prepared ahead of time. And if you do have to run to the store like this and grab a few things like milk, you're in good shape and you're not going to have to fight through everybody. So just thought I would add that in there. So you guys bundle up. On the west northern coast, it is going to be a cold, snowy weekend.
Austin, thanks so much for the first story. The weather here is really, really nice today. It's around 80 degrees, clear blue skies. It's funny how they run out of milk, eggs, and liquor. You don't realize that liquor is a staple for a lot of people. It's, I always get a kick out of that. They say it'll be a great bartering tool, that and coffee, in the event of a collapse, in front of a collapse. Now, I want to talk about Venezuela for just a minute. Zero Hedge has an excellent article on Venezuela right now, and it's posted at the Health Masters news site at the healthmasters.com website. You go to the news page, along with all most of the articles I'm covering today are on this website, are on our website. And here's what it talks about. It talks about Chavez, and it says, the folly of endless growth. Unfortunately, much like his predecessor, Chavez didn't appreciate the complexities, let alone the biophysical economics of the oil industry. Rather, he saw it simplistically through the short-term lens of his own ideological communist experiment. From 1988 until his death in 2013, Chavez's application of what he called socialism to the oil industry succeeded in reducing poverty from 55% to 34% in Venezuela. It helped 1.5 million adults become literate and delivered health care to 70% of the population of Venezuela using Cuban doctors. All this apparent progress was enabled by oil revenues, but it was an unsustainable pipe dream. Instead of investing oil revenues back into production, Chavez spent them away on social programs during the heyday of the oil price spikes, with no thought to the industry he was drawing from. In other words, he didn't continue to update his plant and equipment, and the mistaken belief that prices would stay high. By the time the oil prices collapsed due to the global shift to difficult oil described earlier as far as using shale oil, reducing Venezuela's state revenues, 96% which came from oil, Chavez had no currency reserves to fall back on. Chavez had thus dramatically compounded the legacy of the problems he had had and been left with, and he had mimicked the same mistake made by the West before 2008, pursuing a path of progress based on unsustainable consumption of resources fueled by debt and bound to come crashing down. So when he ran out of oil money, he did what governments efficiently and effectively have done, not efficiently, but effectively have done worldwide since the 2008 crash, through quantitative easing, he simply printed money, which drove up the inflation to the massive levels that we see today. Now, what they're not talking about it here is the United States sanctions on Chavez, not Chavez any longer, but you know, on what's going on in Venezuela, and the loss of their ability to work with short-term capital, as far as the bankers basically have shut them off so they can't have short-term money to run the oil systems. So Venezuela's collapse is a window into how the oil age will unravel. Excellent article now available at healthmasters.com. But I want to cover that with everybody today because we've talked about it so many times. By the way, Tom Brady now, our football hero, says that his wife is a witch. And I'm not making it up. This is Bündchen, and Gisele Bündchen. And she basically is all kinds of, she told him that she's lucky that he married a witch. So she apparently is one of these witches who run around with all kinds of superstitious things and mantras that she runs around and talks about. And let me share something with you very quickly. And this is interesting. This deals with Katy Perry. Katy Perry is just continually throwing darts at Trump. Now, there's a picture of her here on Breitbart, and it says Katy Perry has a dartboard with image of President Trump for stress relief. Now, let me tell you what she says, because what she's saying is true. Listen to that, because she's also a witch. That's why I want to tie this together with Gisele Bündchen. It says, pop car Katy Perry revealed in a new interview that she keeps a dartboard of President Trump for the purposes of relieving stress. She goes, I have a rule. I just say number 45. And then she goes, everything is energy, words, deep energy. This is the occult training she's received. Katy told Paper Magazine explaining that she doesn't even say Trump's name out loud because that reinforces it into the energy field. The California girl singer also shared her closet dartboard with Trump's image on it, hidden on the back door of a closet in her office. Perry refuses to utter her name out loud. She goes, I have this rule. I just say 45. Everything is an energy, words, deep energy. What we have to understand and who we are in this world, and we have to understand what's going on, is that we are controlled by a druidic high priest sect. That's what they are. These guys have been around for thousands and thousands of years since Genesis chapter 6, and it's Canaanite worship, and we've talked about this in detail on the show many, many times. This is what she's talking about. This is pure Canaanite idolatry worship. It's the same thing I told you guys when I was in Machu Picchu in Peru years ago. They had these prayer cubicles where you'd stick your head into these echo chambers. They were sound amplifiers is what they were, to activate these energy fields. And you'd go in and you'd go like hum, and it'd be 100 times louder inside of there because of the energy fields. And that's what they did. They would create these mantras and these chants. They would say them over and over and over again to create an energy field. This is what she's talking about when she says she won't even mention Trump's name. Wow, Austin, what do you think? What's your first story?
That's some weird stuff. There's definitely no question about it. There's that whole music, Illuminati, occultist stuff over there is really, really, really strange. I mean, it's just, there's some weird stuff with it, absolutely. Also, too, in other news, a Mexican national was arrested this week by U.S. Customs and Border Agent on Saturday with a massive amount of fentanyl. The suspect was found in possession of over 114 kilos of fentanyl, 1 kilogram of fentanyl pills, and another 179 kilos of methamphetamines. They said the shipment was referred to secondary screening when an intensive examination revealed contraband was concealed within the trailer floor. This seems to be, because I've looked at some stuff recently on here, and the class of synthetic drugs, basically, like fentanyl, is actually replacing heroin when it comes to usage and deaths. Since 2013, the number of overdose deaths associated with fentanyl has been literally growing almost exponentially. Just back in the early 2000s, fentanyl deaths were literally around like 1,000 deaths a year, 700, 1,000. Right around 2008, they hit 10,000. Now, currently, they are almost 29,000 fentanyl deaths as of 2017, and they said 2018 numbers, from when they get the numbers back, are supposed to be projected in the mid-30,000 range of fentanyl death overdosed. This is starting to overtake the heroin industry in the United States because it is much easier to use and to basically acquire and transport and everything else, because the strength of fentanyl is so much stronger than heroin is, and people don't have to inject it. This, again, is another reason why, in my opinion, as we have seen so many times, the borders are being kept intentionally open. The drugs are constantly flowing. Afghanistan staying consistently invaded by the United States to make sure all this stuff goes. Because remember, when you start dealing with this drug trade in the whole world, you're talking about the multi-hundred-billion-dollar industry when you're talking about global heroin,
trillions,
global amphetamines.
Trillions.
Yeah, up in the trillions. That's where I think we read a report a while back ago, and they said globally, with heroin and everything combined, it's upwards of like 2 trillion. trillion dollars a year retail value with all the dope that's being transferred out. And so they need it two sides. A, they need to have a war on drugs to consistently keep the prison industrial complex filled so they can sell the bonds, so they can have the free labor, so they can have the for-profit prisons churning out. That's one side of it. And on the other side, they have to continue keep the population fed with the drugs to try to keep them as servile and docile as possible, and to kill off the population as best they can as a means of population control. So there's a lot of different factions we've seen. I'm glad they caught these guys at the border, though. But again, this just shows you why we need very strong security at the border, and we don't need open borders, as so many people like Cortez and a few of the other hardcore leftist communists have demanded that we essentially have open borders now. That would be horrific in the United States. And we need to stop invading countries and taking over all of their assets so we can grow Afghan poppy in that country as well.
Well, Austin, I've got some good news for the folks listening today. All over the world, I've traveled repeatedly, and every time I go somewhere and every time I start talking about radio, TV personalities in the United States, one name always comes up. It's always a common denominator. It's Mancow. I'm on a tram coming in the airport last year in Greece, and I start talking to somebody, and they start talking about Mancow, and then I'm on an airplane, and they're mentioning Mancow. Getting off the plane, they're mentioning Mancow, and I'm like, wow. And just happens that Mancow Mueller, a host of a giant radio show up in Chicago, is a good friend of mine. And he's been so kind today to basically come on the show with us, discuss geopolitics or whatever else he wants to talk about. So, Mancow, my pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for coming on today. What do you want to talk about, bud?
Can you hear me?
I hear you perfectly.
Yes, sir. I mean, you guys are, you seem like you got it covered, so I just want to say hi to everybody, and I guess that'll do it.
I've got a question to ask you, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Earlier, yeah. I just did a little thing that Katy Perry has a dartboard of basically with Trump on it, and she was saying that she doesn't even mention his name. She just calls him 45. And she goes, everything is energy, words, deep energy. Katy Perry told Paper Magazine, explained that she doesn't even say Trump's name out loud. Mancow, you've been involved with Hollywood. You know pretty much everybody. I'm not picking on Katy Perry on this, but I'm just talking about in general. How much does the occult have an influence in Hollywood, in radio, and in music, and in albums? What do you know? What have you seen personally, and what do you think about that?
You know, you've asked me about 50 different questions right there. You understand that?
I did. I would ask you all of them. I'll let you go for as long as you want now.
Let me start with Katy Perry. I think she's completely gone over to the dark side. We're talking about Satanism. You can go online and look at her videos. She likes spirit cooking, which is consuming all kinds of creepy stuff. Look up spirit cooking. She's into it. Lady Gaga's into it. I'm actually a fan of Gaga. I think she's entertaining. I think she's a good actress. But I also think in her real life there's some very dark stuff. Katy Perry was brought up as Christian. I've met her parents. They are lovely, God-fearing folks, and she, maybe as an act of rebellion, has gone over to the dark side. Donald Trump, I really don't, you and our buddies, I'm not sure, I mean, I think you go back and forth on Trump. You like some of what
he
says? Well,
I do.
I guess everybody does. You like some of what he says and some of what he does, and I don't know what forces control him. I was on the Alex Jones show, and I asked him, you know, who controls Trump? I don't think he had any answers. Maybe Trump controls Trump, or maybe he's just an oddball. But I spent time with him. He got me into Rayos. I went to a Duran Duran concert with him. I don't think he's a dark guy. Maybe that Jared Kushner is, his son-in-law. It gives me a creepy vibe. But hanging out with Trump, he's a businessman. He's not polished. That's why they hate him. Article today in the newspaper about how much the Washington crowd hates him. Of course, because they want to keep their jobs. They want to do nothing, suck off our tax dollars, and do nothing. Listen, I'm in Chicago. We are in the epicenter of politics in the world today. I really believe that. There's some crazy stuff going on here. And last night, everybody was, the answer is always more taxes. 70 to 80%, maybe 90% taxes. And people are just fleeing to get away from this. This is why they have to flood Texas. This is why they want the borders open. Once we lose a big Republican state like Texas, it's really over. We will see 70, 80, 90%. And it doesn't even matter if people want to work. They're even saying even people that are unwilling to work should have a great living. So you and I work. I don't know why you and I work, Dr. Ted. I'm sorry to go there, but there is a great evil. There are two sides. It is I don't know if it's clearer than ever before, but it's very clear in America like it hasn't been. Last night, this guy, Willie Wilson, one of the guys that could be our next mayor, said, can we just, I don't want any more time. Can I take my remaining time and thank Jesus Christ? And you should have seen the people in the room. You should have seen the other candidates. They, what? Who's that?
Wow.
What? Jesus? I thought it was a very bold thing to bring Jesus and light and God into these things. And I think a lot of us have forgotten how to do that. There is great power in good. Good wins. You and I have read the book. I got it before me right now. I got the book sitting here. Good wins. But, boy, what a battle until then.
Well, let me ask you a question. You and I have had a lot of conversations off the record. I don't want you to say anything you don't want to say. But what type of personal experience, ManCow, if you're willing to share that, have you seen with people that you've known? No names. We need to mention no names now. You know, we talk about people that go to Babylonian parties and they see all kinds of crazy stuff and they're involved in all kinds of cult ceremonies and they have basically the Babylonian druidic priest class runs the planet. They pretty much do all kinds of sick stuff, including stuff with children.
Yeah.
How much of that have you personally seen or been around, or if you're willing to share any of that? Can you share any of that, or how many of these people have actually sold their soul to the devil? I don't need to hear any names that you've talked to in the higher levels of radio and TV.
Probably my favorite actor, a living actor, last night, as a matter of fact, it was a knee slapper, and it was Hardy Har Har, that people actually think the Bible is real, and these were some very powerful people, very powerful, how stupid Trump is. And, and their God is this, you know, global warming and I don't know, this weird stuff that they're into. And of course, global warming is all about an additional tax and control. It's a UN created device to control us, a new tax for everything based on that. And that is frightening. Look, there's great godly actors. I could name a bunch of them. Russell Crowe is a great godly guy. But I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Eyes Wide Shut, and of course there was 20 minutes of Eyes Wide Shut that was never released. And
that's right.
I've talked with editors and people that worked with Stanley Kubrick. I've talked to people that worked with Douglas Trumbull, who was part of 2001 Space Odyssey. And so, you know, Eyes Wide Shut was going to name names. Kubrick mysteriously dead, or whatever, dead. I don't know that he was murdered, but dead. And then, of course, they released the movie with everything cut out of it. But, no, I was invited to a party. People often assume, because I'm an outrageous character, I don't know what they assume, that I'm going to be into these parties, but I have been to one that was right out of the pits of hell. And it was called the Saguin Party. It was a few years ago. It was in San Diego at a thing called Comic-Con. And we drove around and couldn't find it. It was in the warehouse district. And finally, this bum says, "You're looking for the party?" And it was an actor. And a door led to another door. We couldn't find it, man. It was really something. And we finally went into this top secret party. And there was a lot of famous people there. I had a very famous actress who was naked from the waist up. She had black panties on and chaps, and she came on to me. One of the biggest actresses on earth, and I would have, hey, look, I'm happily married. I don't cheat. I would have fallen. In fact, I called my preacher, and he said, look, the devil isn't going to tempt you with cake. He's going to tempt you with the good stuff. People, you know, look, if you were into heroin, the devil will give you all the heroin you want. And so this was like one of my favorite actresses, and if I said her name, you all would know her, but petite brunette. Beautiful, and I love my preacher saying that. You know, the devil isn't going to tempt you with chocolate cake, as my fat friend sat next to me gobbling cake. But this down from the ceiling came nuns and people dressed as nuns, and their genitals were exposed. And a guy came out with his genitals exposed, dressed as the Pope, and they were biting each other. And I don't know if it was real or fake. I imagine it was fake, but blood everywhere and. This orgasmic orgy type feeling, and I left. And you know, God always provides an entrance, and if the door's locked, you crawl out the window. But I ran out of there, and that was it for me. And I don't know where it went from there. And then the next day, someone from the party, maybe still recovering from the party, and I don't know what I can say and not say here on your, well, I guess you're on podcast. I don't know that I
anything,
can say this on my radio
show. Anything you
want
to say. Anything you want to say.
But this multiple voices at once coming from one person, how you doing? And I said, I'm fine. I'm just walking down the street in San Diego, and this guy cut across the street to talk to me. He goes, how you doing? I said, I'm fine. And he goes, well, we'll piss on your grave. He spoke, you know, wheel on your grave. Very demonic stuff. And look at what's going on today with this Bryan Singer. Reported, you know, this has been going on since I think I started off working in movie theaters. I think going back to Powder, this guy's been accused of some really sick stuff with boys. I think, Ted, that is the biggest story on earth. Am I rambling too much?
No, you're dumb, man. You got my whole, I know my audience. They're completely just locked into what you're saying right now.
Yeah, I Corey Feldman is friendly with me. Corey Haim was a friend. And I don't think they've yet, well, Mr. Haim is dead, but I don't think Corey Feldman's begun to talk yet. I spent several days with Michael Jackson. And I don't know what I saw there, but that is the biggest story on earth, is this Jeffrey Epstein, his island compound. Are you still there?
I'm here, bud.
His island compound catching on fire. Because, I mean, I can go on and on. I thought it was madness for 30 years, probably 20 years, maybe 20, 30 years. But that is the biggest story on earth. And it's not Hollywood, but it is Hollywood. It is politics. And it is the connection to pedophilia and power. And it is very real. And I, you know, urge your listeners to check out the 60 Minutes, I believe, from Australia. And they reveal, you know, the guy that sang Timey Kangaroo Down Sport and Timey Kangaroo Down Sport and all these children's entertainers right into the English hierarchy. And we're tied to them, but they're all, you know, just pedophile after pedophile. I want to do another. And look, I've been up. It's two, you know, it's whatever time it is here, but I've been up since 2:30 in the morning to do my radio show. So I'm a little bit scattered. But I just remember when the whole scandal broke involving the pedophilia in sports, and it was all tied to that charity. What was that college? I can't even think. The guy's name was Sandusky.
Yes, that's Penn State.
Was it Penn State? Does that sound right?
Yep.
Anyway, whatever it was, I just remember, you know, a guy, I want to say ESPN, a guy on ESPN saying, you know, that it's a whole network, it's a pedophile network, and they shut him down, and I don't think I ever saw him on TV again. But no, I think that a lot of these children's charities, they target young men, they get young men without fathers, rich pedophiles pay for it, these young men disappear or whatever, and they're used for sexual reasons. I don't believe it's sexual. I don't believe there's sexual gratification out of it. I believe that there's more to it, that it's a dark spiritual energy. Also, these things, I believe, are used from what great sources have told me, and I think I've mentioned one already, but, you know, they're used for blackmail. Get video of some top politician with a kid, and you own him.
That's
and
right.
So, but you also, from what I understand, and I don't know this firsthand, but you also don't get to the next level unless you do what they tell you to do, these devious things. So you say, well, who are they? Well, I you know, they're an elite group. I wouldn't do that. Why would they do that? And every time someone says, well, why would they do that? Well, because they aren't you.
That's
we
right.
always put ourselves in their position. We're not evil. We're not, you know, sucking the energy out of children. We're not creeps. We're not going to celebrate with a bunch of people bloodletting and blaspheming. So when people say, well, you know, I wouldn't do that, and I do it all the time. Why would that politician do that? It doesn't make any sense.
That's
well,
right.
Because they're not me.
And it's so funny. It's a Druidic priest class all the way back to Canaanite worship of religion with Moloch, Asherah, and Baal. And we talk about this on the show all the time, and that's this weave that's been woven all the way through recorded history with the sacrifice of children, and it's still going on. We saw it in Boys Town a few years ago, back in the 80s and the 90s. I mean, we saw all of this stuff get released, and people just ignore it. It is the people don't want it because it's so sick, nobody wants to talk about it. Now, real quick, do you know the 20 minutes that was cut out of Eyes Wide Shut? Was it a satanic ritual with human sacrifice? What did they cut out? Did you ever see the clip, or has anyone ever told you the actual clip and what it was, man, Cal?
No, they said it. I know exactly what it was. Again, from good sources.
Okay.
Go ahead. And it was the naming of names. It was the naming of names, and maybe even through parody, but you would know who they were. And at that point, and I think you have to give credit to them for this at least, I think Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman were ready to pull the lid off the whole industry. They were in on it. They knew what, but they still worship Kubrick. I mean, I saw on the big screen here 2001 Space Odyssey a few months ago, The Music Box in 70mm. Brother, that's a masterpiece. I mean, it's a moving piece of art. Not the fastest, you know, it's not superheroes and CGI. It operates on a different level, but, Eyes Wide Shut was going to blow the lid off all of it. He dies, and then this happens all the time, though, doesn't it? Breitbart and I were ready to go on TV. Breitbart had video that he said instantly, 30 seconds, and I wonder if it was what we're talking about. The Clintons and the Obamas and others are done. And I said, well, what is it? I was going to be the first guy to have it. Breitbart and I were working on a thing. It was going to be called Future News. I'm talking about Andrew Breitbart. And of course, the whole thing about his death is fishy to me, and I've called for an investigation, which they did. And then the coroner, right as the coroner was going to give the evidence, the coroner was murdered. Anyway.
Well, now, so Kubrick. Now, also, since we're on this soft, on this weird stuff,
listen. There's the reason he kept himself isolated. There's a reason nobody got close to him. Because he found Hollywood to be very creepy and he wanted to be away from it. Or maybe he participated. There's others say, well, he participated in his youth and he became so disturbed by it. And there's clues in all of his movies. You know, the movies are giant puzzles. And he was ready to fully, clearly, there was actors, cast, and directors, and he was going to name names who the elite is. But of course, once you do that, you're over or you're dead. And so he waited till the end of his life to do this. Anyway, that's what my understanding is.
Wow.
The movie
let's talk about the Washington Trump circus clown show with Cortez and all these other crazy liberals and these communists and the guys now who want to give everybody in Chicago $1,000 a month and basically free money. What is going on? Are they trying to destroy the country, man, Cal?
Brother, I don't know. And look, you and I see these people all the time. The next big actor, the next big this, the next big that, and it never happens. I don't think Cortez is anything. I don't know. There's lots of stupid people in America, so maybe she's there for the dummies. I can't imagine anyone. No, I mean, you know, she's just getting started, and this idea that she, you know, Michael Moore said she's the head of the Democratic Party, and I think that's a stretch. Let's wait and see. Look, she's an attractive woman, and she says crazy things and it gets attention, but she hasn't led anything yet. She hasn't caused any destruction yet. And I choose just to kind of ignore her, although we do play clips of her that are just, you know, Benny Hill wasn't as funny as watching this woman.
For my listeners who don't know who Benny Hill is, he's a gentleman from the 70s and the 80s from England. He used to be a comedian. And he used to have a TV show and a stand-up comedic routine. He was very, very funny. Well, let me ask you another question. Well, is Hillary Clinton running for president again, Mancal?
Yes. Yeah, she's got a huge ego, and she can't resist it. And
will Trump beat her again, or will she win this time?
Trump's going to win again. And Dr. Ted, I want to tell you something. You're so good at making money. I mean, you just multiply. You just make money. And I want to tell you, I blew it. I made the biggest mistake, 6 or 7 years ago, a guy came to me and said, would you like to invest in Lady Chairman Mao suits? And I could have invested in Chairman Mao, the ladies line, for communists, for pantsuits for chubby women, and I didn't do it! And this whole Hillary look took off. The bowl haircut, the Chairman Mao suits, I blew it. The money I might have made.
Tell me about Jeffrey Epstein getting off with 13 months of minimal security. How'd that happen with all of the accounts of all this pedophilia and all the sexual slavery he was involved in, Mancow?
Well, they protect each other, right? They're all in power, and they protect each other. And if this Epstein story really came out, and there are some brave people fighting against Epstein. You got it. What is it? 100 underage girls on the record. 100 underage girls.
That's right.
If I say Mancow's Law on my show, Mancow's Law, everybody in Chicago knows what Mancow's Law is. Everybody that's heard my show, Mancow's Law. Mancow's Law is the death penalty for pedophiles. I'm not talking about, you know, kids in their teens dating or something, but a guy that would, you know, an adult that would rape a baby, a child, that's the Mancow's Law is the death penalty. Okay, I got no time for Epstein. So, and you know, you've seen Trump joking about Epstein liking young girls. I don't appreciate that. Boy, Bill Clinton spent a lot of time with this Epstein character. The whole thing is, that story hasn't been told yet, but when it is, it's going to be more frightening than The Exorcist. And I think either somebody burnt down his pedophile island, or he burnt it down to cover up the DNA evidence.
That's
but,
right.
You know, recently, I remember during my show, people were sending me pictures. People on vacation were sending me pictures live time and video live of his island on fire.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, the Pizzagate place up there where they were originally talking about Pizzagate, it burned too. It's funny how they like to burn things and destroy evidence and DNA evidence. I always find that all fascinating. Tell me, is Hillary Clinton, you know, the big mantra we had when Trump was going, you know, for president was lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. Why have no charges been filed whatsoever? And why is she continuing to walk around with all of the stuff she's guilty of along with Obama? Why haven't these people been prosecuted, Mancow?
Did you see Trump's ratings are way up today? I mean, they no matter what they do, every slam a boost. I thought his State of the Union was spectacular. I'm not
that's
quite
good.
All. I'm not in love like Rush Limbaugh as I was listening. But look, you can't lock up Hillary, brother. I would love to see it. Okay, I've interviewed people. One of my best buddies was head of her campaign. But I've met a lot of people over the years. You know, I'm in Chicago. People that personally know her, and they talk about, you know, a demonic and witch-type vibe around her. But let's skip all that. And, you know, she talked about seances and talking to dead people. And, I mean, when you really pull out some of what she said and statistically an amount of deaths around the Clintons, and then they gave me the shakedown. I got strong-armed because of the Clintons. Very scary. They're very scary. But let's skip all that. Let's skip all that. She's an evil woman that should be in prison. Okay, we can agree. Let's skip all that, though. Brother, it's not worth it. You put her in jail, it's going to rip America apart.
That's
it
right.
Really isn't
whole,
worth it.
Whole Congress, yep.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with letting Rich and you have to let Ford had to let Nixon go.
That's right.
Look, I'd love to see her behind bars. That smug Chairman Mao, Lady Chairman Mao, I'd love to see her in jail, but we can't do it to America.
No,
too many
wackadoodles
would get upset. My opinion.
Plus, she knows where all the bodies are buried, and I guarantee she's got deadfall files everywhere. Something that happens to her, they get released into the media, and everybody goes down like J. Edgar Hoover did. But you know, but what about these other clowns? Like these people that are being prosecuted, like General Flynn and these guys, and now I know you, Roger Stone,
Ted,
you know him.
Ted,
what's going to happen with Roger Stone?
Ted, before we get to Roger Stone, can you hear me well?
I hear you well. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I had very good sources come on from the police department. They were talking about, when they got that Anthony Weiner computer, Anthony Weiner married to Huma, who many believe is Hillary's girlfriend. This is the Muslim lady married to the Jewish guy, Weiner.
Weiner.
That his computer was filled with exactly what we're talking about, and that many powerful people would have been destroyed, and that they had this computer in case Hillary tried to do something against them, Huma and Anthony Weiner, and they also had all the emails, or many of the emails that Hillary didn't want the world to see. And I'm hearing that computer was just a treasure trove of names and with some really creepy stuff in Hillary's emails. But, you know, and the police that saw it are upset that, again, and maybe my attitude is wrong. You can't get Hillary. And the Uranium One deal. And who was the bag man? Do you know who the bag man was for Uranium One?
No.
Do you know who the money man was? Do you know who took these samples and everything? Do you know who
nope.
actually did that?
Who was it?
Well, this is what Roger Stone keeps yelling at me, that he wants me to tell the world. He says the guy that, you know, the treasonous guy, the criminal that took the Uranium One, I mean, the Clintons should be in jail over Uranium One. This is where we gave Russia, you know, some of our uranium, a lot of our uranium. The bag man was Robert Mueller.
Whoa. He was also the bag man who covered up 9/11, so this guy's bad news all the way around.
Well, isn't that what Trump's talking about when he says the swamp?
But why hasn't he gotten rid of Robert Mueller? He could have gotten rid of Mueller a long time ago. He could have asked for his resignation.
Don't know.
Put somebody else in.
I don't know. And this idea that they didn't find anything on Russia, so now they're going into his finances. If they don't find anything there, they'll go to something else. Endless prosecution. I can't believe this is legal in America.
I'm sure it's not. I just don't know why Trump doesn't do something about it. I don't understand. You know, we had Jeff, you know, we had Sessions in there who wouldn't do anything. We finally got rid of him. Now we've got an interim AG. He doesn't do anything, and nothing's being done to stop. It's almost like they want this left-right paradigm to continue as long as they possibly can to create as much negative energy about Trump and as much negative energy about the Democrats with Cortez as they possibly can to control the narrative. I mean, it's almost like somebody's out there doing all of this stuff on purpose just to make us all pawns in the game, man, Kyle. Well, what's going to happen to Roger Stone? I mean, that whole in the middle of the morning, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, raid with CNN president mixed in with a doggone police. What the heck? I mean, why did that happen? Stop. What are they trying to do?
Well, they're trying to show us how scary they are. I remember Spock playing chess. What did it have? 3 or 4 levels? And I think that's the way Trump plays chess. I think that there's more. Why is he letting it happen? Because while they're focused on that, other stuff is happening. Don't discount sleight of hand. There's a reason Trump, I really believe he's got a, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I really think there's more going on than what you think. Roger Stone is a character. You and I have debated this. I live in a city with Bozo the Clown, Harry Carey, Siskel and Ebert, and characters, clowns, unique people. Look at TV now. It's all cast to look like, It's a Small World. The It's a Small World ride. They're not male, they're not female, they're not really much of anything. They're just these bland, nothing people. Watch Jeff Glor on TV News. Jeff Glor. What is it? I like characters. I know you have a problem with Roger Stone. Roger Stone is a buddy of mine, and he's a character. I don't agree with his... look, what he does in the bedroom isn't my business, okay? What happens with me and my wife in the bedroom isn't your business. And it does, I've just never cared. I'm a libertarian that way. I don't care. The problem is, I'm going to go off the reservation here, Dr. Ted.
The problem is, I
don't care if you want to drive a Prius and you don't like my Trump and my Misfits sticker on the back of my yellow 72 Ford Maverick. But, you know, don't make it, it's not enough. It's not enough that you don't care. You have to care and support them. I don't care if people love Cortez. I don't care if they believe in global warming. But no, that's not enough. And that's really where we're headed into the demonic world. It's not enough that I live on this plantation in Chicago. It really is a modern day plantation. The African Americans have been so mistreated and bamboozled, and they wouldn't vote any other way. Brother, they will step over their dead children to vote the exact same way. The taxes are so high, 315, 300, 310, 320 people every single day leave. Their kids are being killed. Their schools are awful. And they vote, they do, and nothing changes. That's insanity. But that's not enough. It's not enough for the evil in charge. It's not enough that we do what they say. It's not enough that we pay their red light cameras, their fees, their fines, their tolls, their tariffs, their endless taxing. It's not enough. We have to love them and think like them. And we have to have a big, stupid smile on our face and a wide-eyed glaze and love them. It used to be that you couldn't just, I don't care if two guys want to get married. I don't care. It's not my thing. I married a woman. I'm a flaming heterosexual. I don't care. That's not enough. You have to love it. You have to support it. You have to put on your flags like you work at TGI Fridays. And just, and yeah, I love it, I love it, I love it. And it's getting really creepy, isn't it? And that is satanic.
Yep.
They want your soul. They want your soul. It's not enough. They want your finances and all of that. It's not enough that they have your body. They want your soul. Creepy.
You know, yeah, you're right. It's like they're going to do whatever they want to do to you, and you're going to like it. And if you don't like it, they're going to make your life so miserable until you start liking it. And it's all MK Ultra mind control is what it is. I mean, that's exactly what they did in the concentration camps.
Ted, I'm your guest. You got to let me talk.
Talk.
No, I'm kidding. But doesn't that Cortez woman, do you think she's a victim of brainwashing, or she has a Charles Manson look. Do you think she's just crazy, or you think she's a sociopath? What do you think's going on with that? Look at her. Brother, I studied psychology. I worked in an insane asylum. That's what they look like.
That's right.
I mean, the lunatics really are running things.
No, she does. She's got that sociopathic look. She's got that completely insane look. She does. You're right. You're absolutely right. Look at her eyes. I mean, she's got, in German, you'd call it ganz wild. She has a very wild look in her eyes, like something's wrong with her. You'll see that with sociopaths sometimes. They walk around with their eyes, with their kind of glazed over, like they're some kind of wild animal. And that's her look.
Do you know what Glimiklikai is?
No.
Well, that's what you and I have. Look it up. Glimiklikai.
Okay, I'll look it up.
That's what you and I have. Will you look it up later? Okay. I'm pros it. Deglimiklikai.
Man cow. We're almost out of time.
Yes.
Buddy, how can people hear you in Chicago? I'm going to have all kinds of people wanting to listen to you every single day. How can we find you on the radio dial in Chicago? And can we hear you on a podcast? How can we find out where you are, bud?
I appreciate you doing this, I'm so humble. Humility prevents me from telling people how great my show is.
Okay.
You understand that? Humility prevents me. No, but you can follow me online, Twitter, Instagram, all that happy stuff. Man Cow Muller, man like a man, a human being, cow like bovine. Muller is like Miller, but with a U. So MANCOWMULLER. Good night. Good day. See you later. Love you.
Man Cal, thanks so much for having me on with me today. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, pal.
Thanks, bud. Everybody, that was Man Cal Mueller, my good friend. I've known him for many, many years. I probably talk to him two or three times a week, you know, when he's available and not out of the country traveling. I text him pretty much every day, send him emails. Well, he doesn't do emails, so I pretty much text him all the time. So I want to thank him, excuse me, for being on the show today. And please, if you get a chance, if you're in Chicago, he's on the AM station in Chicago. You go to his website, to his Twitter feed, find out how to get in touch with him, just look him up. And now you realize how conservative he is and how libertarian he is at the same time and what he believes. And if those beliefs and those values resound with you, or if you want to know more about this inside global elite and what they're actually doing, listen to Man Cow. And so, Austin, what do you think about the conversation? What do you think about the interview? What do you think about what he said?
No, it was definitely Man Cow. He's always always straight up about everything. I love that about him. He pretty much nailed it, man. I mean, it's a lot of the stuff that we've talked about, and he's had a lot more inside knowledge on it in that whole area because he's been exposed to that realm, especially with Hollywood and everything. And I mean, he's dead on with it. I mean, the whole pedophilia thing in Hollywood with Epstein, with all that. it's constantly being shoved under the rug. They constantly want to make sure that nobody talks about it. And as he said, you know, I think a lot of this stuff that we're seeing more and more and more is just to keep people preoccupied, like we've said so many times, to not allow them to focus on what's really going on, constantly keep them preoccupied with all these other little things in the political world. And like with Cortez, I don't know if she's going to get traction anywhere. I know that she has a big following, which is creepy, but she does look downright insane. I mean, when you come out on national television and tell people you basically want to stop 100% of plane travel within 10 years, and you want to stop 99% of boat and vehicle traffic in 10 years, and you want everything to be on railways from continent to continent, from, I mean, building a bridge from the United States to Hawaii on a, for a railroad is going to be quite a task. I mean, that's just, that's to put it lightly. I mean, so, this is a weird stuff, but then you kind of tie back into what we have seen as kind of the stuff in Hollywood that they have already shown us, that they've already tried to program us with. And that's why I've told you so many times, the movie with the Hunger Games. Those films, as much as I've kind of studied them a lot of the stuff they do is literally mimicking the United Nations New World Order, the 2030 agenda, the stormtroopers running around in the full body armor, riding around in the MRAPs, terrorizing people, beating them, shooting them. As soon as somebody doesn't do something they say, I think they call them like, what, the peacekeepers or whatever, same thing like the UN. Everything in that entire film always is done on a railway as far as travel. Nobody drives a vehicle. Nobody has a car. Nobody uses a plane. Everything's on a high-speed rail in that movie, if you've noticed that. So there are a lot of things that she talks about, and she is downright nuts. But on a part of it, and I've said this already so many times, part of it is leading me to believe that, you know, it may not be her per se, but she is definitely starting to open up the door. Because a lot of this stuff now, think about this for a second. Back when Obama endorsed Target, when Target came out and said, we're going to allow men to use women's restrooms and women's, you know, changing rooms for clothes and stuff like that, there was upheaval. Everybody was flipping out about it. Everybody was mad. Everybody was pitching a fit. Everybody said, this isn't going to work. We're not going to allow this. This isn't going to happen. And Obama publicly endorsed it, said transgender people have a right. If 40-year-old pervert man has a right to go to the bathroom with your 5-year-old daughter. And everybody said, this is nuts. This is never going to work. This is completely and totally crazy. Well, now it's not that crazy anymore. Yes, it's absolutely insane, the ideology from it, but from a current generation standpoint, it's starting to be normalized. They're teaching it in the public school systems. I mean, heck, they legalized it in the military for the last couple of years until Trump turned it around, finally, which I'm glad he did. So those ideas that we deem to be nuts and not going anywhere have gotten a foothold and have rooted into the United States to the point now, like he said, it's not enough that we elect somebody just do their life, be transgender, be what they want in the privacy of their own home. That's not enough. We have to love it. We have to support it. We have to coddle it. We have to hold it and squeeze it with a big smile on our face. That's what they want next. And so what Cortez is starting to bring to the table now is absolutely borderline lunatic. If not, it's not borderline, it is full-blown lunatic speech. But it's getting that information out on the table for people to talk about, and it's normalizing it to the general population, whereas in 4 or 5 years, we're all going to say, oh, that's not that abnormal. They can build a bridge. This is what, in my opinion, that they're going to do. This is why they want the carbon tax, the greenhouse tax, the UN treaty global warming tax, because most items that are taxed, there's some type of limit on them. If you have a gallon of milk for $5 and you say, we're putting 100% tax on milk, people are going to say, that's outrageous. I'm not going to pay $10 for a gallon of milk. That's stupid. I'm not going to pay it. I mean, they're just not going to buy it. The demand would stop and the product would cease to be sold. Well, with carbon tax, with this greenhouse global warming tax, there is no cap, because they literally say whatever they need to say to add more taxes. Oh, there was more pollution this year. We have to add another $1 trillion in taxes globally. And people go, where? What are we taxing? We're taxing the pollution and the air you breathe and the rain that's dropping on your head. Well, does it make sense? Yeah, we're taxing your air. How can you tax air? They're figuring out how to do it, and that is all where this is going. So they can take all that money, suck it up. And when she comes out and she says, I want to make sure everybody has universal income, people that can't work and unwilling to work, blatantly what she said yesterday, unwilling to work, that shows me that they're gearing the population for a socialist mindset so they can get everybody prepared that you don't have to do anything. They're going to allow you to live on $15,000 to $20,000 a year. They'll give you your food stamp EBT card. They'll give you your housing card. They'll give you your rail pass. They'll give you your train pass or whatever. And you can do whatever you want within reason as long as they say it's okay. You won't be able to talk about anything just like in China. You won't have free speech. You won't be able to go anywhere freely on your way. Only when you do exactly what they tell you to do will you have permitted freedoms, and those will be controlled and monitored all the time. So what he said, I think, is very accurate, and that is exactly what, in my opinion, all of this is starting to lead into now. I think we are starting to see the early rise now of the unveiling, so to speak, of the United Nations New World Order agenda through Cortez. Even if she's an idiot that goes nowhere, this is, in my opinion, what the United Nations layout is going to look like, and they have finally unveiled it to us.
I agree.
As crazy as it sounds, this is what they're planning on doing.
But they want to break everything down. I mean, all this stuff started about 500 years ago. Let me give you some background. I'm going to give you some names I haven't given you guys before. This synagogue of Satan thing really started flexing its muscles around 1500 A.D. when Isaac Luria moved to Galilee and set up his operation. It's called Ensefet, sound town there. It was a push for the Messiah to take over the world. It was done in 1666 by Sabbatain Zevi, which I've talked about many, many times. It failed. The next century, Jack of Frank took that over, and basically him, together with Adam Weishaupt and Meyer Amschel, this is the banking family, they set up the organization that are running the world today, primarily through the international banking cartels. But in order for this scheme to work for the synagogue of Satan, they had to take control of Palestine, and they had to rebuild the temple, and they had to bring their demonic god into the Holy of Holies and basically cut him with the spear of destiny. They had to do that. That assignment was given to Theodor Herzl, who founded the Zionist movement. Then two other synagogue of Satan boys, Joseph Hess and Karl Marx, were commissioned to set up subversive movements, which became known as communism. Then around 1900, Jacob Schiff ran the show from New York, along with Samuel Untermeyer, and he basically was the instigator to the revolution of Russia, as well as setting things up after World War I with the United Nations. By the 30s, the State Department was in the hands of these Synagogue of Satan boys, along with, by 1934, with this Exchange Stability Fund, they took over the Treasury of the United States, including our educational systems and the media. The U.S. was run by prima ballerinas like George Marshall, Dwight Eisenhower, Douglas MacArthur, and they followed the orders to make sure that the Nazis and the Japs were eliminated, and that communism would rule Eastern Europe, China, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Cuba, and other nations. And when George Patton went against these prima donnas, they had him killed. The wars in Korea, Vietnam, Panama, all of this stuff, Afghanistan, all came together through the OSS and the CIA and basically the giant drugs being brought into the United States to fund these movements. All of this stuff. And when we understand who these guys are, like Poppy Bush and Clinton, they were partners with the CIA out of Mena, Arkansas. I mean, they brought in hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars of heroin in from South America. I mean, almost all of the Republicans and politicians and Democrats in Washington, D.C., they are bought up. All of them. And so this is what we have. So what we have to do is this. And this, I'm going to end this show here, my part of it, with some good news here. I know that it's bad and that Lucifer's controlling this group through druidic worship and these satanic hierarchies and this druidic priest class. But I'm not going to be cynical, because I'm not going to throw my hands up in the air and say I quit. Because I, Ted Brower, I believe in prayer. I believe in fasting. I believe in evangelizing. I believe that we need to be praying for the sick, that we'd be casting out demons, that we need to fight the good fight. When I go to heaven, when I leave this planet, I want God to say to me, well done, good and faithful servant. And I'm going to sit here, I'm going to be positive with you guys every single day, because greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. And when the world doesn't want to listen, I shake the dust off my feet and I walk away. I'm not going to sit here and approve of any of this stuff, but I'm also going to realize that God in us can do all things. We can do all things through Christ. We can do that because God has got, God and his angels are much more than a match than the devil. The Holy Spirit can do anything. He can stop anything. But see, we have to fight this fight for Christ, and we have to continually talk about Yeshua and who Jesus is and what he did and the blood that he spilled for us. Because guys, it's all about faith. Because God's given us a reprieve, I believe that. I believe that the social media has done that, And the Trump movement, not Trump himself, because I think he's compromised. I've told you that repeatedly. I believe the Trump movement has awakened the patriots in the United States, and we basically are all saying, no, no, actually, H-E double sticks, no. No, we're not going to be overcome by this, and we're going to stand here, and we're going to fight. That's why it's so important that we maintain our Second Amendment rights. That's why it's so important that we maintain our First Amendment rights. Because if we can't tell you the things that we tell you on this show, and guys, I don't pull any punches with you guys. I pray for you every day. I'm not going to play any games with you. Like, you know, Mancow knows that I disagree with him as far as his homosexuality stuff. He's not a homosexual. He's heterosexual. But he can say that because he's a libertarian. And I've told you guys on my show before, whatever they want to do, that's up between them and God. They got to answer to God for all that stuff. I just don't want to see it in front of me and my family. I don't want to be a witness to all of it and basically continue to cause the degradation of the entire social system and the Christian system we have in the United States. But it's like Mancow said, he's right. They don't want you just to see it. They want you to like it and approve of it. And guys, I will never do that. I will never sit here and tell you it's okay, because it's not. I will never tell you that I agree with what Roger Stone does in his bedroom. I'll tell you that I don't listen to the guy because I think he's a sexual deviant and pervert who sold his wife or traded his wife with other men. Now, what happened to him, though, being raided in the morning, that's wrong. That should happen to anybody, and I agree that that should have happened to him. And it's basically just propaganda that they're using in the media to spin things. But if you notice, they don't talk about anything in his life or his personal life with sexual deviation when they talk about him in CNN or mainstream media. Why? Because they like that. They like that part of him, and they want to continue to promote that. But guys, greater is he who is in us than he's in the world. We have hope, and we have hope through Christ Jesus. I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. Gosh, what a show this was today. We had one of the top radio personalities in the world on with us. He told you what happened. He told you about the Babylonian party that I told you about one time, but I wouldn't mention his name. He came on the air and told about that. So now you know where that source came from. So, guys, I love you. Thank you for getting your vitamins from us. Thank you for allowing us to be here and buy this entire hour for you and not have a bunch of commercials and supporting Health Masters in our efforts. Guys, you rock. I love you so much. I appreciate you. And Austin, I'll let you finish up, and I will do the write-up, and I will talk to you guys on Monday.
Wow, great stuff today. A lot of stuff as always, and we try to bring you guys the latest news and the stuff that nobody else wants to talk about, and that's why we're here. So thank you for the support, guys. Thank you for everything you continue to do for us and all the emails and order comments and everything. We love getting your feedback, and we love hearing from you guys. If you need anything, be sure to check us out, healthmasters.com. Also, too, the website. Be sure to check out the product of the week and vote for the other current products right now that are going to be on there that you can vote and win next week. So be sure to check that out, and also the Testo Plus on sale right now for over 20% off. We appreciate you guys. We love you. Have an awesome, safe weekend. Be safe. Stay frosty. We'll talk to you again Monday as always.